The story begins, in this case, at the George Washington University, when a doctoral student conducted some of the first research ever done on applying this new science of predictive analytics to the behavior of complex systems like the food supply, energy production and distribution, the availability of water, cyber networks, transportation, healthcare, you name it. This is a very interesting technology because it can apply to virtually every physical infrastructure, critical infrastructure that we have in our society. After he graduated from George Washington University, the young entrepreneur, not so young entrepreneur, I guess, who started the company, got a patent on his inventions and started two companies. Now, the inventions sprung from his doctoral research, okay? So he does his dissertation, he goes to the USPTO, he gets a patent, and then he starts two new companies. One of the companies was called Projectioneering LLC, and that was established to serve as an intellectual property holding company. And the idea was to apply his patents across all the critical infrastructures of society through this company called Projectioneering. He also started up a company called FoodQuest TQ, with TQ standing for threat quotient. And the idea was to specifically apply his patented ideas and trade secrets across the whole food and agricultural vertical. Now, one of the principal goals of their predictive analytics was to prevent food emergencies and deaths and illnesses that come from either intentional or accidental food poisoning. The very types of things that cost the food industry hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars every year, and it cuts sharply into their profits. Because in the food industry, we have very low profit margins that characterize sales throughout that vertical. So the more money they can save preventing accidents means the greater amount of profits they make that go back to their investors or back to their shareholders or back to the company. In developing the predictive analytic food risk management tools, the small company, FoodQuest, had several meetings and even submitted proprietary proposals to the Food and Drug Administration through their Joint Institute for Food Safety and Nutrition. It's called GIFSAN, and their Center for Food Safety and Applied Nutrition, CIFSAN. The proposals that they submitted to the agency were rejected, and the FDA simply took the information, the proprietary information that the company had provided, and used it. They didn't ask permission, they didn't do anything, they just took the proprietary information. Now, remembering that Patel Memorial Institute is one of the world's largest nonprofit scientific research organizations, it's also one of FDA's principal contractors. And in fact, FDA's principal contractor for both food safety and food defense during this period of time was Patel Memorial Institute. Now, it's not a coincidence that Patel also served as a principal contractor to the Department of Defense in this case. So Patel, in collusion with FDA and the Department of Defense, facilitated what's called a pass-through contract, and it's non-competitive. In other words, the contract, by virtue of the way the agencies work the bureaucracy, goes to a single pre-selected contractor in order to do the work. Now, we have several laws that say you can't do this, that in fact you must fairly compete. All production of products, development of products, or whatever from the private sector. So what's happening today is the U.S. government itself, in this case FDA, is working around the laws that have served this country, the Procurement and procurement integrity laws that have served this country since the beginning of our, based on common law and a variety of things, since the beginning of our country. And so there are very serious things going on that violate the laws that are already on the books by the government in league with these, what we call, preferred contractors. In this case, what FDA did is they went to their principal contractor, Battelle Memorial Institute, who then went to their Battelle operation in DOD, and then completed what's called a military transfer of funds in order to actually fund a pre-selected contractor of DOD to duplicate the very same predictive analytic technologies that were being produced by FoodQuest TQ. So what we see here is a very, very vivid example of what we call predatory and anti-competitive conduct by the government itself. Now, you got to keep in mind that it's the government itself that has been given the responsibility to enforce the laws that prevent the same type of behavior that they are engaging in. What we have is the system being completely turned upside down on its head. And, of course, the purpose of all of this was to get the patents and the trade secrets from the little company, FoodQuest TQ, and then be able to use it for everybody without paying for the licensing fee necessary to use the technology. And that's really, really important, because if you don't have a reward in terms of monetary rewards to small companies like FoodQuest TQ, they're just simply going to stop developing anything new.